Colette, Paulette Lofton is the Chief Operating Officer for TESH Action Clinic, and she has been that for 24 years. The TESH Action Clinic is a federally qualified health center. It serves 18,000 populations, 80,000 inhabitants. It's a JCO accredited institution, and it is, as you heard from Les, a patient-centered medical home. So Colette is going to take us through what it means on the front line to bridge that gap in access to care through the Gulf Region Health Outreach Program. Please join me in welcoming Paulette.
Thank you very much. I want to thank the GR Hop and everyone here for inviting us to speak today. I'm actually speaking on behalf of Dr. Gary Wilkes, who is our Chief Executive Officer. He's also the Chair of the National Association of Community Health Centers, and they have a PCA meeting in Dallas this week, which is why he was unable to be here. So he sent me to talk to you about the work that we've been doing with GR Hop, with the funding, which for us was very crucial. Just wanted to give a little background. First, let me give the disclosure. I have no relationships to disclose anything of that nature. But TESH Action Clinic, we are a nonprofit, community-based, federally qualified health center. We get 330 funding through the Health Resources Services Administration. We're established in 1974, and just this past October, we celebrated our 40 years in our Franklin location. But we have 10 health centers, two of which we were able to open with the GR Hop funding through LPHI. We're in five parishes in Louisiana: St. Mary, Assumption, Terrebonne, and Lafourche, which are the two parishes that was a part of the GR Hop, and in St. John Parish. The thing that's unique about community health centers is that we are governed. 51% of our board must be consumers, and at TESH Action Clinic, 84% of our board members or consumers, they're users of our organization. Just to answer the question that was asked earlier about in terms of funding, for us, the HRSA funding we receive, it's only about 38% of our overall budget. Our overall budget is about $12 million, of which 38% comes from HRSA. The rest comes from other state funding, as well as patient fees that we collect. Right now, we're about 48% uninsured. We're serving 48% of uninsured residents in our service areas. Medicaid, about 30%, and then the other percentages are made up from private insurance and Medicare. Without the GR Hop funding, we would not have been able to open the two clinics in the areas that was impacted most by the oil spill. So having LPHI contact us, and they did, because we were already in one of the service areas and we were serving Lafourche Parish, which is the other area. Those people, we were currently serving about 1,200 patients at our other locations, but what we wanted to do was to not have those folks leave their communities to travel to some of our other locations for services. So the GR Hop funding was very important for us. We had tried getting other sources of funding, and we were on the verge of trying to open these clinics up without federal funds, which is really difficult to do, but we recognized the need in those areas, and so the funding was very important for us to be able to do that, which gives us the opportunity to build our sustainability. It allows us to be able to operate, open, build the capacity, build the things that we need to be a long-term provider in the area. As stated earlier, we are Joint Commission accredited since 1999, and we also have our primary care medical home designation through the Joint Commission. As a matter of fact, this past last week, we just did our three-year triennial with the Joint Commission, a three-day process that was very rigorous, and we're glad it's behind us. Came out well, so thank God for that. over with. This is a list of the current locations we have, and the ones in red are the two that we were able to open up through the GR Hop funds. Our mission, which is in line with what the GR Hop was doing, is, you know, our strategy revolves around our mission to serve those in need by creating access and eliminating disparities. And some of the parishes that we're serving, the health disparities are so great. The people there are very vulnerable, particularly people who, those areas are along the Gulf Coast. And so we recognize the need for these people for services. transportation is very limited in these areas. So one of the things we knew we had to do was open up our facilities where they can get to our clinics without having to travel sometimes 20, 30 minutes just to get primary care services. Our expansion efforts are designed to move forward in becoming a healthcare home for residents in our service area who currently do not have a regular source of care. In order to serve those in need, we expanded our operations in our existing service area. We are already in Terrebonne Parish. We have two clinics there. And then we wanted to develop two new sites in the underserved communities, which was in Lafourche Parish, because those folks, as I said earlier, was traveling to our homeland and some of our Morgan City locations. And the focus of our strategy is to provide a quality network of primary and preventive care to the medically underserved and vulnerable populations. This partnership with Tesh Action Clinic, LPHI, and through the GR HOP, we get this funding through the cooperative agreement that we have with LPHI. We provide the services in the all-impacted areas of Terrebonne and Lafourche. It has helped us to build our infrastructure. We already was on an EMR. We were already, designated as a primary care medical home. But having to go into new areas, well, we knew that initially the uninsured was going to probably be the ones that we were going to serve the most, particularly since Louisiana didn't expand when we were doing our outreach and enrollment through the Affordable Care Act. About 37% of the people we were doing applications on would have qualified for Medicaid had the state expanded. But as we all know, those particular people can't get Medicaid because we didn't expand, nor do they qualify for any credits in the health insurance marketplace. Therefore, they remain uninsured, and so that meant that our services and the services that we provided was going to be more important, now more than ever. Also, with the GR HOP funds, this is going to allow us to get a chance to, to do sustainability. When we initially open up clinics, and we've done it without federal funds before, but it takes about 3-4 months before we can get Medicaid numbers, Medicare numbers, those things that we need to build in order to do program-generated revenue. And what GR HOP funds allow us to do is that now we're able to open, we have operational funds, we can provide the services, and at the same time work on getting these numbers in so that we don't have any interruption in our services. So that was important for us as well. Our goals for the project is, to stay true to our mission, which I believe was in line with what GR HOP is doing with LPHI. We want to strengthen and expand the health center model into underserved communities impacted by the oil spill. We wanted to build an effective and efficient primary care infrastructure that will create healthier communities in Terrebonne and Lafourche Parish, as we do in all the other parishes that we're in, and to become a medical home for those who do not have a regular source of care. The approach that we take, first and foremost, was those areas within these parishes that were most impacted by the oil spill. Where exactly are we going to locate these clinics that we now have this funding to do? We looked at the high need. We looked at things such as if these, the parishes or HPSA or a medically underserved area, the percent of unemployment, poverty levels, the percent of uninsured. We looked at the per capita income. And then we also look at those clinical information, the disease prevalence, infectious diseases, those sort of things is what we went into trying to determine which areas we were going to place our clinics. The assessment that happened when LPHI came in with us was really helpful because that had us to look at, this what we traditionally do, but other areas that we hadn't thought about. So sitting down with them for, that three-hour meeting and really going through our service area, our clinic, our organization really helped us to say, yes, we're going in the right direction. This is where we need. This is where the greatest need. And this is where we can serve the most people for the money that we're receiving. So that was a helpful process as well. In September, we opened both the clinics with the GR HOP funding, the one in Galliano, Louisiana, on September 8th, and we opened one in Thibodaux on September 15th. And we were able to increase capacity at the two existing clinics that we had in Terrebonne Parish. We were able to add another primary care physician to serve the people in that community, which, we had a wait time prior to hiring these physicians because we were just we didn't have the funding to hire anybody else in a clinic, so now we're able to get people into those clinics same day in most cases. We were also able to add additional services at that clinic. We had, were providing primary preventive care, but then we're also doing behavioral health, but on a limited scale. But now we're able to expand that, and we're working with LSU on even broadening what we're doing in terms of behavioral health. We were able to add dental to those clinics, and in the two that we opened up in Galliano and Thibodeau, we also add podiatry services, which we found was a service that was needed also. So without the GRHOP funding, we were struggled trying to provide these services, and we may have been able to do them, but on a smaller scale. But now we're able to serve, you know, more people. And as I said, with the uninsured percentage being high throughout our service area, the funding came in handy. Also, we get technical assistance, which has really been helpful. Right now, our CFO and our accounting staff got technical assistance through LPHI on finances. Right now, IT, we're getting technical assistance on IT. They're helping us to decide, you know, what we need in terms of broadband. They also provide us assistance with our EMR. We already had one, but they also assisted us in helping us to know, okay, do we need to change? Do we need to stay with? What do we need to do to be more efficient? And also, as I said before, achieving sustainability.